And Chof Aleph Amid Beis, let us just quickly go over the Gemara. Rab Eir Le Taimei, the Omar Rabbi Eila Omer Rab Chanina Ba Pope, Esa Mailish Shonokan. Rab Eir Le that says that the reason that Ein Mad Bilin Kalim Besech Kalim by Kodesh is because of chitze, so therefore, Rab Eila Letaimei, that he says, Esa Mailis Shonokam, that there's 10 Mailis of Kodesh over Tumma, because there are 2 Mailis, which there's one reason, Alts Chatzitze, Ein Mad Bilim Kalim Besech Kalim, and by Kodesh, Mater, Umenagev, Umatvil. Chomesh Rishaynes Bein LeKodesh Bein LeChulin Shenaso Al Taras HaKodesh. The first 5 Chumris apply not only to Kodesh, no to Chulin Shenaso Al Taras HaKodesh. Achroynes, the second 5 Milas, only apply LeKodesh, Avolei LeChulin Shenaso Al Taras HaKodesh. My time, Chomish Kamaise, the first 5 miles, the Islohu Drore, the Tumme Midereise. The first 5 miles have a Shaiches to a Tumme Midereise. Is there for Gozubu Rabbonon, Bein Lekodesh, Bein Lechulon Shanasu Altares HaKodesh. Pasraise, the leslohu, drore de tume midereise, the second 5 miles, which have no shaiches with a tume de reise, is gozru buhu rabbonon le kodesh. So the rabbonon only gozer by kodesh. Le chulen shenasa otares ha kodesh le gozru buhu rabbonon. Let us see the second Taisvis. Achoynes lekodesh, v'loy lechulen shenaso apitares hakodesh. Teimo lo rav rabolchonam, demuchach rav mori le'el be'idach pirke, rav mori brora raye, shmami no chulen shenaso altares hakodesh, ke kodesh domi. He brought a raya that chulen shenas al taras hakodesh has dinim of kodesh. Midalei ktoni luhu gabi milas. Since the Tana did not add an extra mila, klaima, it did not say big day oichlei trumem medres lechulen shenas al taras hakodesh. Big day chulen shenaso al taras hakodesh medres lekodesh. So since it did not mention this mile in between, so therefore we see that chulen anas al pitaras hakodesh is the same din of kodesh. Umay haichochei, so Tosfos asks, where do you see if in that distinct halacha Chulin al pitares hakodesh is a din of kodesh, so where do you see from that that in all cases chulin al pitares hakodesh is a din of kodesh? Dil me lav ke kodesh domi could be legabi all cases it does not have a din of kodesh. Ba'al me elinya mailezu avi ke kodesh shekei mas nisen sviri gabi heire shaynis ke kodesh domi. By the second milas, Eisus Tosfos understood that what Rav Mori had said, Shmami no chulin shenaso al taris hakodesh ke kodesh domi, means legabi all halachas without an exception, because we see in one halacha there's a din of kodesh. So Tosfos asks, if one halacha is not a proof that in all halachas there's a din of kodesh. We see from our Mishnah, 5 halachas it has a din of kodesh, and 5 halachas it doesn't have a din of kodesh. בשם אדולי קומר השס רק לעניין החמיילו לך. So Taisha says, maybe that's not, I'm learning wrong pshat in Rav Mori. Rav Mori meant, לגבי this mile, it has a din of Kodesh. But then the Hanami is not speaking about all miles. Basraise the less behu drore de tume de araise le kaidish kozo beloy lechulen shanasu al paris hakaidish. So the Gemara said that the last five miles which do not have a shaykhis to a tume de araise, so they were only geyser by kaidish. They were not geyser by chulin shenaso altaris hakodesh. The kosheleri, the omrinon bepeire kame denide, meis leis shebenide lekodesh, avoloi letrume. That the chumre of meis leis shebenide, that means if an ishe so ariye, so we achayish that this ariye really started 24 hours ago, and she just became aware of it now. And therefore we are mitame all the kaidish that she had touched in the past 24 hour period. So the Gemara says, "Meis lei shebenide," we're only mitame lekodesh, avoloi letrume. That means this chumre that we are chayish for a previous riyah, even though she was unaware of it, is only legabi kodesh and not legabi trume. So the Gemara asks, "Ihochi lisnuyei Gabi Mailitz." So the Gemara says, so let our Mishnah, the Mishnah Chagiga, mention this as one of the Mailitz that Kodesh has over Tume. Meislash Ebenide. Well, Gabi Kodesh Yochayish Ameislash before, and Gabi Tume Yenatchayish. So the Gemara answers, Kiktoni Milse de islay drore de tume. The last lay drore de tume de reise like ton. Is this the Mishnah only spoke about something that has a shaykhes to a drore de tume de reise? And this chumre of meislash benide doesn't have a drore de tume de reise. To be metame 24 hours before, that's not a drore de tume de reise, so therefore it doesn't say in our mission, like Tony. So Tosfos says, umayka mishani lei, what kind of teretz is this? That our mishnah only speaks about dvorim that have a drore de tume de reise, hagabi bas reise, choshiv hoche, drore de tume de rabon. Our Gemara just says that there are 10 miles here. The first five have a drore de tume de reise, and therefore they apply by chulun anas lopitaris akredish also. The second five are only a drore de tume de rabon, so it doesn't apply by chulun shenas altaris akredish. But al koponim, there are 5 miles in our Mishneh, which are only a drore de tume de rabbonon, vafal pikein, it's in the Mishnah of Chaim Bekaidish. So why didn't the Mishnah mention this chumre of meislei shebenide? The sukkoshe, and the second kashe, maishno hani bas reise do hoche, the last 5 chumres do not apply to chulin shenasu altares hakodesh because it doesn't have a drore de tume de araise. The hoso maskinon, in there, the Gemara says, the mesechtes nide meisles shebenide, af lechulin shenasu al taris hakodesh, that the meisles of nida, even though it's it doesn't have a drore de tumah deraisa, it's only a tumah derabbanan, af al pikein, the gemara feels ois that it applies by chulin shenasu al taris hakodesh. So what is the difference between the chaymer of meisles shebenida and the other 5 miles, the last 5 miles of our Mishnah, which both of them do not have a drore de tuma de eraise, afal pikein meislesha benide is noyeg by chulen shenasu al taris hakodesh, and the last 5 miles are not noyeg by chulen shenasu al taris hakodesh. V'rivo hoya meforish, dohosom leimakshe v'lisnayu gabi mailis, rak mikamaisa. So the Rivo seems to say, with one teretz, he emphasizes both kashas. When the Gemara asked the kasha that our Mishnah should mention also meislei shebenide, the Gemara's kasha was that you should put meislei shebenide in the first 5 miles. Why? The Gabi Basraisa Loidomu, the Hosam Aflachulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh, Vahoche Davke LaKodesh. The Gemara's only kasha was, if we would stick Meislei Shebenide in our Mishnah, so it has to be together with the first 5 miles. Because the first 5 miles are Noyig by Chulin Shanasu Al Pitaras HaKodesh. You can't put it with the second miles, because that's not noyig b'chul na pitaris hakodesh. So the kasha was it should be with the first 5 miles. So the Gemara says the first 5 miles are speaking about a dovo sheyesh by dror de tumah d'oraisa. So you can't stick meislesh ebenide in the first 5. Stick it in the second 5. You can't stick it in the second 5 because the second 5 are only noyig by Kodesh, and not by Chulun Shanas HaPitaris HaKodesh, and Meislesh HaBenide is Noyig by Chulun Shanas HaPitaris HaKodesh also. So Memele, so with one Teretz, the Rivo Farem for both Kashas. V'lo Yitochen Lori, Dakati Leikimlei Boho Kiporich Lei Ad Delamaskone. So the Ri says, that's not a good Teretz. That means saying that the Gemara's Kashas, the whole Gemara's kasha was to put it with the first 5 because it doesn't fit with the second 5 because the second 5 are only noyig by kodesh and meislesh beneath this noyig by chulin shenasu pitaras kodesh. You can't say that was the Gemara's kasha because the Gemara at that point was unaware that meislesh beneath is noyig by chulin shenasu pitaras kodesh. Gemara, that's the maskonis ha-Gemara, but the Gemara at that point was unaware of this. So the Gemara's kasha was stamazoi. So why should it, so you can't be with the first 5, let it be with the second 5. V'oit, ki mishani deloidomi likamaisa. When the Gemara answers that you cannot put meislesh benide because it is not similar to the first 5, mishim deles drore de tume, is akati tikshalei maishna dahosam luchulin shenasa al taris hakodesh, vahoche davke lakodesh. But he gufe kashe. If lemaise, both of them are not adrore de tume de eraise, so how do we understand the difference? Why meisleshe benide is noyig by chulin shenasa bitaris hakodesh? And the other 5 are not knowing by chulin shenasu pitaris hakodesh. V'ochi davka lakodesh. What is the, how do we understand the difference between the second 5 cases in the Mishnah and meislei shebenide? L'ochi nire l'ohori l'forish. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, v'nisnayu gabi mailis, when the Gemara asked the Kasha to begin with, why don't we bring down in our Mishnah the meisles shebenide? So the Gemara wasn't particular, oi kamaise, oi basreise. The Gemara said it should be in any of the and then the chumras, the first five, the second five. Umishani, the leke drore de tume klau. That over here, there's no drore de tume afilu de rabbonon, loidomi afla bas reise. That meislesha benide does not at all fall into any of these 10 miles because there's no drore de tume. Watch out, there's no drore de tume. Dohaki metaminen lo meisles. When we're metama, there was a rie. Let's say there was a rie, 7 o'clock in the morning, Monday. So we're metama, all the taras that she touched, Rabbi Kodesh, or Chulanasa Taras HaKodesh, from 7 o'clock in the morning, Sunday. Dohaki metaminen lo meisles. Kimlon de Teira Hoysa. That means we really assume halachically that she was a Teira. Because we stella an Chazoke. That means we had no Heichoche that there was a Rie. So we have to really assume that she became Tomei 7 o'clock Monday. Until 7 o'clock Monday, she was tohor. So memele, so there's no drore de tume klau. That means we are saying a woman who halachically is tohor, all the taras she touched, all the kodesh she touched, from Sunday to Monday is tame. Va'al te tame, so Teisvis asks, so she's saying halachically she's tohor. So heichi maskinen hosan af lechulen. But the Gemara says over there, if she touched chulen, hanas al taras hakodesh, it's tamei. Kimen deleke drore de tume klau. So Tosfos answers, lefi sheregilis hu ktsas sheneka hadam lifnei rios. That means, I think Tosfos means there's a miut hamotzi, that the dam is nekar before she's aware of the riyas hadam. So there's a miyut hamotzi, there's a regilus ktsas. Lekach gozru rabbonon af bechulin shenase apitares hakodesh. Umikol mokim les lohu drore de tume osom. Given the Bishas, the Oska Betaris Oz, ain't shom Sophic Tume. The Ain Lo Lohaniach Milasoik Betaris, Sheena Yodas, Mosai Tire Achreke. So I think Tosfos means to say as follows. There is a Miut Hamotsui that she can, the Dam could be Neka, before she's aware of it. That's a statistic. This amir tamotzi, a regilus ktsas. Now, halachically, this miut hamotzi should not affect us in the least way. Why? Because we're unaware when the dam was neka. And we have guidelines. We have guidelines. If you're unaware if this issue became tamei or not, ishtala an chazok, ishtala cheskes tara. So it means all these statistics, this miyut hamotzui, halachically, should not in any way affect us. And ignorance is bliss. That means we have guidelines of halacha. We have a cheskes tara. She is a cheskes tara. And Kozman were unaware that her matzev was nishtane, we have to shtel her an chazoke. So memeila halachically, whatever she touched was toil. And historis la shem alakeinu aniglis lano v'nei, we don't know of an akiris adam. We do know. Statistically, there's a miyat hamotzi. It could be sometimes she saw before. But halachically, that shouldn't affect us. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that in the case of Meislesha Benida, there's no Drore de Tume. That means halachically we have no right to be metame the kodesh that she touched before. So therefore, this is worse than all the cases of our Mishnah. All the cases of the Mishnah al kaponim al pi halacha, there is a drora de tume min atayra min rabbona, but there is a drora de tume over here. Here al pi halacha, there's no drora de tume. No, but al the chumre of meisleisha benida is that here Chazal did not, were not noyig al pi aloche, they were chayish for this, the statistics of amiyat amotzi, that there is a riya before, that is an akira sadam before she's margish the riya. That was the chumra of meislesha benida. So if we are going to be chayish for this chumra, that was the chumra, so then, therefore, there's a mokim to be machmer, afilu anchulun anas al pitares hakodesh. Next taisvis. Bas reise de lesluhu drore de tume die reise. So that's why it doesn't apply for chulun anas al pitares hakodesh. Because lesluhu drore de tume die reise. Teimer lohari. Arei revi bekoidish diktoni, ushlishi betrume, bahava di reis. Why do you say that the last 5 miles are it's not a di reis? Koidish goes to a revi, and trume goes to a shlishi, this is a di reis. Kede ise besoite perikeshe. Lekaman aforish bez Hashem, Und leike peire schrasche schepire stabe der Rabbonon revi bekeidisch. So, this is one kash. Weit kashe le meiri, der Rav Nachman oma rabbe barabue, diktoni gabi yud alef meiles, later we'll have that the Rav Nachman oma rabbe barabue said that the Mishnah is speaking about 11 meiles, And the Kamaise is noyig by Chulun Anas al Pitaras HaKodesh, and the Basreise are not noyig. Achoynes l'Kodesh Davke Imke. So you have to say he holds Imke Svirale Kol Eilu the Basreise Leslo Dror the Tume the Reise. Ve'ilu lekamon shamin alei, and we weiter, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Barbua says, the tziruf sal havi di reise. That chaymel, that at sal mitzarif kol ma'ashe b'soichoi, he says klor, that's a reise de kedin. The mishani leila memre de rabbi, Chonin, kegoin shetzovri agabi katavle, di reise, yesh leiteich mitzarev. And here it's speaking about with, there's no teich. It's a flat keili. Aber, so memela, so there's no dinzirov mit reise. Aber alme havi di reise, bechli she yesh leiteich. A kli she yesh leiteich is a di reise. So, memele, if a kli sheyesh loy toich is a deraise, so why doesn't this aloch apply also to chulin anase al pi taras akedish? L'chere, the Gemara differentiates that something that has a tzir of deraise, something that has a dror de tume deraise, so it applies by chulin anase al pi taras akedish. And something that doesn't have a drore de reise, so doesn't apply. So, he himself holds that tziruf is a de reise, so l'chayra, why doesn't it apply by chulun anasa pitares akeidish? The tirits ori kiven de loy shayach lechulen, loy choshev loy drore de tume, bahainu shayches de tume. My lesson saw the Yalkut Yishai brings down a svore that the holding of Tzir of Keili is dafke by a dovo hatzorich lekeili. This is Kodesh needs a keili. So the din is something that needs a keili, so then the din is the keili is mitzarefet. The holden tziruf applies by something that needs a keli. Chulen, there's no such inyan that the chulen needs a keli. There's no tzorech keli by chulen. So the whole musig of tziruf does not apply by chulen. So that is the reason why it is no din of tziruf by chulen hanasa pitares hakeish. Because the whole musig of tziruf does not apply by chulin. Let us go further in the Gemara. So the vow we had learned pshat in the Mishneh that she ein matbilim kelim b'seich kelim l'trume matbilim kelim b'seich kelim l'trume avoloi l'kodesh. And Rabbeinu said the reason is because of Rechayish, that the Keli Hapnimi is Machbid and the Keli Hachitzin, and therefore the water cannot go, flow freely between the two Kelim. So Mamele, Rechayish of a Chatzitze between the two Kelim, and so Rechayish, by Kodesh Rechayish, and by Truma we're not Chayish. Rova Omar midseifa havi mishum chatzitze. The seifa, that what we had in the seifa, the kodesh mater umenagev. You're not allowed to tevel a beged shal kodesh with a knot in it. And mashen kain by truma, you're allowed to. So if the seifa is als achimer of chatzitze. Reisha lav mishum chatzitze. So the reisha is not al chatzitze. So the reisha hainu taime. So what is the reason why, if you're not afraid of chatzitze, so why can you not be tevel one keli in another keli? Is gzeire shalayatfil machtin v'tzineires bekli she'ein bepiv Shveferes Hanoit. They were Geyser by Kodesh. Maybe he, let's say, he'll put Machtin Vitzineiris into a Keli. And this Keli does not have an opening of a Shveferes Hanoit, which is a diameter of Shteyetz Bois Chayzreis. Now you have the Machtin Vitzineiris in this keli, and the keli is in the mehamikveh. Now we'll see in Rashi. So the tvile, the mehamikveh that is mechuber to the mayim shebesoich hakeli, does not make everything mehamikveh because the opening is less than a shveferes hanoit. So it's considered you are being toivel the machten, not in a mikveh, you're toivel the machten in a keli. So mamele, the tvile isn't oile. If the opening of the keli is a diameter of shteyetz bois chayzris, so then the mayim in the keli becomes nischaba to the rest of the mikveh, so then it's considered like you were toivel the machten in a mikveh. So by Kodesh they were Geyser, even though there is a Shveferes Hanoid, there were Geyser, Otu, he might Toivul, Machtim Vitzineiris, in a Keli that does not have a Shveferes Hanoid. And by Trume they weren't Geyser. If it has a Shveferes Hanoid, they said the Tvila is Oil.
let us see in a minute in the Gemara. Bereisha in the time exeirish shalayat vil machdem betzineiris bekli she'ein bepiv kshveiferes hanoid. Usnan. We learned erev mikvois kshveiferes hanoid ke'oivya uchechalolo b'shtei etzbois chayzreis lemkaima. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Bechli she'ein bepiv they were geyser. He might be toivel machtem v'tzeneiris. Bechli she'ein bepiv k'shveferes hanayt. Vahi, and if he does that, lav tvilei. She'ein hamayim hanichnosim l'seichoi. The mayim which are in this kli." Chibol lemei hamikveh, they're not mechubel to the mei hamikveh. V'leitovlu hamachtin, so the tvil of the machtin was not in a mikveh, ela b'miyut mayim shebekeli. You tovel the machtin in miyut mayim shebekeli, usnan the lav chibol. Now, I think Rashi is telling us over here, that if there's no chibul, there are two cheschoines. Rashi in Psochim Daf Yedzayin Amud Beis says as follows, that minatoire, one can toivel machtem betzeneiris berevius mayim shebekalke. Minatoire, you do not need memso for machtem betzeneiris, bidarabonon, you need memso. So, that's what Rashi says over there. Taisva says over there another halacha that Taisva says kulay shouv is kosher minatayr. You don't need maim shuvim akosher for a mikvah minatayr. You don't need make shaman. So Taisva asks, so why were they geyser shouv? What's wrong with shouv? So Taisva says they were geyser shouv otu tvila bekeli. And tvila bekeli is posel minatayr. That means as follows, that tefillah has to be bekarke. So they bring that, Rab Chaim brings that from the Sifro, ma'mayin bekarke, mikveh bekarke. Tefillah has to be bekarke. If you're toivu nekeli, that's posel min ha'toira. So they answered tefillah, Mayim, that once was in a keli, they asked me the rabbonon, because it might be table in a keli. That's why shov, kulei shov is also me the rabbon. I'll call upon him. I think Rashi is saying over here, when there's no chibu, I think Rashi is saying there are two cheschoines. Bloitovlu hamachtin elo b'miyut mayim. Number one, you don't have memso. And number two, shebekeli. It's considered there was tefillah bekeli. That means if it's mechubel to the meimei hamikveh, so it's considered the tefillah was bemikveh. And the mikveh is bekarke. We don't consider this as a, it's not choylik reshus bifnei atzmoi, the keli. So you have here memso, and you have here, it's not considered tefillah shebekeli. But if there's no chibel, there's not a sufficient chibel, from the mayim shebekeli to the rest of the mikveh. So I think Rashi is saying you have two cheschoines. So the tefillah was b'miyut mayim. We don't have mayim of memso, which is at the rabbonu dekechesorim, and shebekeli, and you were table in the keli. I think that's pshat and Rashi. Al kaponim. So that's what they said. The lav chibuhu. Erev mikvoi, so we learned, if you want to mix two mikvois, mikve choser, bitzad mikve sholem, you have two mikvois, a mikve choser, bitzad mikve sholem, batzino beineyem ha-mechabrom, you have a tzino that is mechabr, these two mikvois, yesh beroch boi kshveiferes hanoid, kekone shenoisen befi hanoid shaloyer, that means there was a type of a konem that they used to stuff a noid with. Kechalola v'oivyo v'hein beiz etz bois choyzreis limkoimom שאדם יוכל לגלגל בסייך חלולוי בייס אצבויס לכל צד. דן הבי עירב, ומטבילים אף קלם. ואינם יפששתו מדי עירייסי. I think chachalolo v'oivyo means, when we're speaking about a kone, we're speaking about a kone, there are two diameters in a kone. There's a cholol of the kone. A kone is like a piece of bamboo, that's a kone. So you have the two circles. You have an inner circle, that's the cholol. And then you have the outer circle, that's the oivy of the kone. I think it means that you need the diameter of the outer circle. Kechalolo u'choivyo. Choivyo chalolo, I think that's what it means. Al kaponim, you need a diameter of shtei etzbois choizreis. And dafke that is mechaber the, by mikvois, and who are then by kelim. Let us see Taisvis. Ka'oivyo u'chechalolo. Perish Rashi shtei etzbois choizreis limkaimo. Vehiksho Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam asked Akasha as follows. Visnan umaisi lo perik sheini de gitten ube perik basre davoi de zore anitzik vakatafres umashke teufeyach einon chibo. That these three things are not a chibur. A mashke toifeyach is not a chibur. Ho toifeyach al menas lahatfiyach chibur. But if you have toifeyach al menas lahatfiyach, that is a chibur. So what is pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam's kashe? L'chayre, here it would seem that we need that if we have two mikvois, you need, the Rabbeinu Tam held, you need that the whole, shtei etzbois chayzreis, should be full of water. That means you need a chibur of shtei etzbois chayzreis l'mekaymam. And the Gemara says that mashke teifeyach eine chibur, Hoteifeyach al menas lehatfiyach is a chibur. So that's a much smaller amount of water than a chibur of shtei etzbois chayzreis. Vaymer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, the bemayim sagi beteifeyach al menas lehatfiyach. The chibur between the two bodies of water is sufficient, but teifeach amanas latviach. Alvo benekev boinon beis its boys. But the nekev in the kaisel has to be beis its boys. Now let us try to explain what did the Rabbeinu Tam say. Abchaim and Hilchas Tumas Oichlem and the Briskerov and Hilchas Mikvois, both of them explain the Rabbeinu Tam as follows. Be'emesin, there are two distinct halachas in order to have a kosher mikvah. Let's say we have two mikvois. Each one has 20 so. There's a wall separating the two mikvois. Now you have a hole in the wall, and you have a chibur of mashke teifeyach amenas lahatfiyach. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, then it's good. So they explain as follows. In order to have a mikveh of memsa, there are two tnoim. And tnoi number one, you have to have, if you want to make a mikveh of 40 so, the water has to be mechuba. you have two bodies of 20 so, 20 so, you don't have 40 so. There's nothing how to add them up. So you need that the waters, there's to be a chibur between one mikveh and the other mikveh. And chibur is mashke teifeyach amanas latfiyach. It's called they're attached already. So what else is missing? So why do you need now a whole? You need a whole of beis etzbois chayzreis. Why do you need a whole for? So they say there's another halachim. It's not sufficient that you have these two bodies of water. The mikveh has to be b'mokem echad. You can't have two bodies of water that are attached. So you don't have one mikveh. The in order to get a teiris mikveh, they have to be b'mokem echad. And you have here a problem because you have a wall dividing it. So the wall is making that the two different mekaymes. So Mimele, if I have a pirtze in the wall, and the pirtze is shteyetz bois chayzres, so that is seiser the mafsik, the kaisel. So that's seiser the kaisel, so it's cool that I have, it's together. So there's two dinim, as Rab Chaim phrases it, there's eruv mikvois, and there's chibur mikvois. The chibur is, you have to attach the two bodies of water. The chibur can be out with mayim, teifeyach, amanas, latfiyach. That's the din in the chibur. But they have to be in one place. It's not sufficient that they're mechuborim. They have to become meuriv, they have to be b'moki mechot. And the kaisel is hampering this. So therefore, you need a pirtze in the kaisel, and the pirtze has to be shtei etzbois chayzres. And Rab Chaim brings a meiridike raya to this yesod. Rab Chaim brings a mishnah that the mishnah says if you have a kaisel between two bodies of waters, and the kaisel cannot stand on its own two feet. That means the kaisel is oimed lipoil. You don't need shveferes hanoit. The shveferes hanoit is not needed anymore. So you still need a chibur, I think, of tefer chamnas atvich, but you don't need a shveferes hanoit. So Rab Chaim says, you know why? Because there, you don't have a dover amamsik. If you have a wall that's not oimed b'mayim, that means now it's standing, but it can't stand on its own two feet. So memeila, so you don't have a dover amamsik. So already it's called one body of water. Here, when we have here we're speaking about a kaisel that is oimed. So memeila, you have to make a pirtz in the kaisel by making the pirtz of a shveferes hanoid. Then it's considered like that's called Eruv Mikvois. It's considered like it's in one Mokim. They're in one Mokim together. So you have 40 so in one Mokim. And then Mechuber, Ayidei, Tefeyach, Amanas, Latviach. So it's a kosher mikveh. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam was metaretz, the stira of these two halachas. Here it says, Tefeyach, Amanas, Latviach is a chibur. And here it says, Erev Mikvois needs a neck of base its voice. Ach kosher lohori, desnan beperek hamishi depore. We learned in perek hamishi depore, shtei shikasois, shebeeven achas. Shebeeven achas. You have one stone. And there are two compartments. There's two compartments in this stone. Two grooves in this stone. Kidesh, and they're full of water. Kidesh achas mehem. So here we're speaking about, he wants to make mechatos. So in order to make mechatos, you take eifer pore, and you pour the Eifa Poro in Mayim. So you need Mayim Chaim, and that's how you make Mechatos. But we have here a wall that is mavdil between these two compartments. So it says like this, Kiddush Achas Mehem, he was Mekadish, the water in one compartment, Hamayim Shebishniye Einon Mikudoshim. So the water on the other side is not Mikudish.
If there was a hole, Kishvayferes night, there was a hole in the wall that's mavdil the two compartments. Oy shahoyo mayim tsofin al gabov, or there was no hole, but there was water flowing over the koisel hamavdo. That means the koisel hamavdo between the shtei shikisos was a little lower than the rest of the kesalim, so you could have water flowing over this koisel. Afilu kiklipas hashum, kidesh achas mehem, mayim shebishniye mekodeshes. So you're mekadish one, so the other mayim is also mekodesh. Mashme midiktoni seife oisho yomayim tsofin al gabo. So it would seem as follows. The seife said, when don't you need a hole if you have mayim tsofin al gabo? If you don't have mayim tzofin al gabov, it's not going over the kaisel. So you need that it should be, that the hole should be full of water. That means that the mashme, the bekaisel be'inin shvayferes hanoi, afilu mimayim. That means, the Mishnah is telling us that if the water overflows, so then you, it's sufficient, klipas hashum. If the water doesn't overflow, so then it would seem you need that, as long as it's not overflowing, you need that, should be full of water. When it overflows, then it's sufficient keklipas hashum. But in the reisha, if it doesn't overflow, you need that it should be full of water. I mean, anything less than keklipas hashum, it has to be full of water. Besut nam b'meseches mikvois, kaisel shebein shtei mikvois, shenishtak l'shesi mitztarif. You have a kaisel, and there's a crack in the kaisel, it's a vertical crack, mitztarif. It's speaking about over here that the top of the kaisel is shalim, but you have a vertical crack dividing the kaisel. Mitztarif la'orev. If you have a horizontal crack, ein mitztarif. Ad shiyei b'mokim echad k'shveferes hanoit. If it's a horizontal crack, you need b'mokim echad k'shveferes hanoit. Rabbi Yehuda ima chiluf advarim. Better way that vertical crack you need k'shveferes hanoit. Horizontal crack you don't need k'shveferes hanoit. Na nifritzu ze l'soich ze. What is if the top of the kaisel is a nifritzu zelasech zeh, that means the top of the kaisel is an indentation, is then al rum keklipes hashum, then you need al kaponim, a height of klipes hashum, ba'al roichev kshifayferes hanoid, and a width of shifayferes hanoid, that is, if it's nifrat ze besaych ze. The kivin, the beinon, so that means, so Taisis, that means to say as follows. that if on top, when it's nifratz zeh besayir zeh, you need al koponim a roichev of shteyetz boys. So al koponim, if you have if there's a nekev in the kaisel, which it seems is more chamor, so there al koponim, you have to, you zicha also need a roichev of shteyetz boys. And we're speaking about that the hole is square, is round and not square. So al koponim, in order to have a roichev of shteyetz bois, you at least need that half of the nekev has to be full. The kibin the beinin chatzi a nekev mole mayim. So that means the when there's a nekev in between, it's not killed, and when this
bekeven the beinon chatzi a nekev mole mayim, at least half of the nekev has to be full of mayim, because you need al koponim a roichev of shteyes boys iketfei mitefeach amanas leitfiach. Void a third kasha im isnaye ahid nitzik bekatafres leinyan mikvoy. Rabbeinu Tam had a kasha. He had a stire in two mishnayos. One mishnah says, nitzik, the katafres, the tefeyach, is not a chibo. So he's medayik for tefeyach, al menas latfiyach, is a chibo. We have another mishnah, you need a shteyetz bois. So he has a stire, here it's tefeyach, al menas latfiyach, here you need shteyetz bois. So the Rabbeinu Tam says both times, the whole has to be shteyetz bois, and the chibur has to be tefeach amanas latfiyach. But this whole shtick teire is assuming that both are speaking about mikvois. So now you have a stira. Here it says a chibur of mikve is tefeach amanas latfiyach. Here it says the chibur is shteyetz bois. So he answered that the whole is shteyetz bois, the chibur is tefeach amanas latfiyach. So he says, a third kasha d'riyes, im isnaya ahid nitzik v'katafres l'nyi mikvois, if this mission of nitzik v'katafres is speaking by mikvois, my high the koma begitten, later the Gemara says, and akimte, the Gemara wants to say, b'maskone, dilme l'nyi mikvois, maybe this mission is speaking about mikvois, Rabbi Yehudi, so that's a maskonah, maybe it's going about mikvois, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehudi. Michlau, the mi'ikorele, mituk melinye mikvois. The Gemara till now did not learn Michlau speaking about mikvois. We'll go a little further, then we'll explain again the ri. V'nire l'ri. So the ri says that the whole kasha of the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't start. The Le'inyin Hashoke Misnayo. This Mishneh, Nitzik, Vakatapris, Mashke Tefech, Ein Echibo, Aber Mashke Tefech, Mnas Latfich, Is Echibo. That is not speaking about Mikvoi, that's speaking about Hilchis Hashoke. Dum Yed the Reisha, he says, look at the Reisha of the Mishneh in Taras. Mako, Shuhu, Mole, Mashkin Tmeyim. The Reish of the Mishnah says you have Pshute Kliyates. This Pshute Kliyates is not Mekabel Tumi. Shumole Mashkin Tmeim, and there's water all over it. It's wet with water. Kivin Sheishikei LeMikve Tahira, so you went and put the bottom of the Mako into a Mikve, it's touching the Meim, so the whole water which is on the mako becomes toil. So that's a din and a shock. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. The Chachamim Oimrim Atsheyatzel Es Kuloi. Now it won't help. Some are putting the bottom chelik of the mako in the mikveh. That's katafres. That's no good. You have to put Atsheyatzel Es Kuloi. Then it says further, Anitzik Vakatafres Einechibom. Ubesayif Perik Shmini Detaris Misnai. So this is speaking, and this Mishnah is not in Mesechtes Mikvois, in Mesechtes Taras, because it's speaking about Hilchas HaShoke.
Aber le'inyen mikvois moil. Aber nitzik vekatafres is achibol in yin mikvois. Kedi isa la'el gabi sholesh kememiyus. We learned before there are three boires. And there's a chaldeles shall make shomim that's mechaba the three boires. The middle boyer was 40 so, the bottom boyer was 20 so, the table in betachtoine. It can be table betachtoine. So, let me ask you a kasha. So here it says, it seems that nitzuk is a chibo, katafras is a chibo, and there it says katafras is not a chibo. So it's no kasha. There it's speaking about ashoke, here it's speaking about mikvois. Chimikmina begitten dulma linya mikvois rabbi Yehuda, he, there the oma good aches, by motzi look me karabona, the less lo tefeyach ma'amanas latfiach, afilu be good aches. That the Gemara wants to say that according to rabbi Yehuda, with good aches, tefeyach ma'amanas latfiach will be good, the choshkin bekal keshove, the will never help, the la'ilam less lo chiber ache keklipes hashum, you need a chibur, tefech amnasot fiach, besides Rabbi Yehuda, all you say good aches, but besides Rabbi Yehuda, you need a chibur of klipas hashum by mikvois, beroichev shveiferes. Vachimashme lishne de duhu, de loyla may have a chibur. Why the equal name of Rabbi Yehuda, less lay rakeche de shaykh good aches, aber bekake shover lay emrine. So the mail is what? There's no chibur of the sheer chibur is klipas Hashem. Ul el peirashti the noket bemtzois aboim lerebusa de Rabbi Yehuda the afagav dikem emso bemtzois ein toivlem bal yoyne because you don't say good asik tal yoyne is 20 inami rebusa de chomim that's a lochi pani seifu b'tesef chomimim et vilun ele bemtzois. Now, what did the Ri say? The Ri said as follows. The Ri said, this whole shtick teure, that a chibur of tefeyach amanas latfiach is a chibur, he says, there's no such thing legabi chibur mikvois. That's a Mishneh in Taris, which is speaking about hashoke, and there's a chibur of tefeyach amanas latfiach. By the chibur of mikvois is klipas hashum. Number one. So that's that. And number two, and that the chibur of klipas hashum is lemailo. That's nifrat zebes. So if they need a chibur of klipas hashum with a reichev of shteyet boys. If you have a hole in the middle, then you need that the whole hole has to be full of water. That's the shita of the Ri. So it's chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Briskerov says pshat in the Ri. What is pshat in the Ri? So the Briskerov says as follows. That the Emerson, the shtik teure of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Metam said the shtik teure, that chibur is one thing, and is the whole you need als erev. So the Briskerov class Hashem, what does the Ri hold? Does the Ri hold you need a chibur of shteyet boys chayzus, need more water? He says no. The Ri holds like the Rabbeinu Tam. Chibur fakat, he says the shir chibur is bemesin klipas hashum. That's the shir chibur, not tefechem nasat zir. The shir chibur is klipas hashum. So why does the whole hole have to be full of water? So he says the Ri held that the problem is you have a wall. You have a wall that there's two bodies of water and you have to be mechaba the two bodies. Now the Ri held as follows. If the water level is not filling the hole with water, so the hole is over the mikveh. You can't connect the mikveh if the hole is over the water level. That means be'emison, the hole is a pirtze in the kaisel. The same shtik teure that Rabbeinu Tam said, that if there's a kaisel that's mavdil,
So therefore, it's two bodies of water, so it has to be one, the mayim has to be b'mokim echad. No, the ri held, if the water level is, if it's not filled, so what does that hole help? The hole is over the mikveh. That means the mikveh ends where the water level ends, so if you have a hole over it, so that hole will not in any way make a pirtze in the koisel to connect the two bodies of water, because the mikveh is over here and I have a hole someplace else. So that hole doesn't help at all. You need a hole b'mokim a mikveh. So therefore, the water level has to be full of water. Now he explains one more thing. If it's nifritzo zeh b'soich zeh, that means if there is no koisel amayla. If there's no koisel amayla, so there's no hevdel. That means that's the mayla. If by the top of the koisel there's a pirtze, so then there's no davar amargo, because the koisel ends on the top. So then you don't have to be ma'ariv the mikvois v'kel. There's no koisel anymore. So then it's sufficient achibur of klipas ashum. If you have koisel lemaila, koisel minat stodim, the whole thing is adover amabdu, so then you need a pirtze of shtei etzbois chayzrei. But the pirtze has to be full of water, because if it's not full of water, so you have the pirtze shloi b'makim ha-mikveh. So therefore it has to be full of water, so this is the mikveh over here, and b'makim ha-mikveh, I made a pirtze in the koisel. That's what he explains pshat in the Ri. Now, the Rabbein Elchanan asked a meiridike kash on the Ri. Ach teime la Rav Rabbein Elchanan, the svore hafuche. That means the Ri said one Mishnah speaking about a shokia, one Mishnah speaking about mikvois. He found for the Mishnah. So he says, so it comes out svore hafuche. Why? The gabi hashokia chazinin. The Gabi Ashoke Chazinen, the Katafres Eine Chibur. That Mishnah that says, Nitzik, the Katafres, Mashke Tefeyach Eine Chibur, Mashke Tefeyach Nasotvich is a Chibur. So that Mishnah, the Ri said, is speaking about Hashoke. So we see that what? That Legabi Hashoke, Katafres Eine Chibur. Bahi the Nitzik the Katafres. Period. Ule inyan mikvois mahani kedeisa leel gabi sholish gabi shloisha gememiyat. By mikveh we had there were three boiras, and there was a chaldele shalmayim that was mechaber of the three boiras, so that was nitzik or katafris, so there it's good. So it comes out that the chibur of mikveh is killed, is gringer than the chibur of Hashoke. Gabi Hashoke katafres eine chibur, legabi mikveh katafres chibur. Galel gabi sholosh gabi miyis, te toim le betachtoin et ave chibur. Ve ilu, teifeyach al menas lahatfiyach, when we speak about the chibur of teifeyach al menas lahatfiyach, mahani le inyan Hashoke, Ule inyan mikvois bina mayim tzof in al gabov. You need klipas hashum. You don't need to say chamanas viches bari no. So he is. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. Is ashokim mocham or is mikvois mocham? Tell us. Make up your mind. When it comes to legabi tefei chamanas latfiach by ashokim helps by mikvois does not need klipas hashum. When it comes to katafris, we say legabi shoke doesn't help, legabi mikveh does help. V'tire tzori, so the Ri said a teretz, the tumme, v'tare, v'hashoke, hilches the gemiri lo, there's a loch, it's like this for a time, you don't have to get any cashes. The whole thing is a porra dumme, the whole thing it's a loch, it's like, why legabi this, it's like this, and legabi this. You don't ask any kashas. That's what the Ri answered it. V'oid kashalei, then he asked another kashas, this Rabbi Chonam, the gabi teifeyach al menas latviach avi chibur lahashoke, o b'mikvois bina mayim tzofim. That's the halacha. Finished. That Yashoke Tefeach Menasla Tviach is a chibur, and Lagabi Mikveh you need more than that. V'chi Kamrina, and later the Gemara says Bilme Leini Mikvois Koma. Maybe this Mishnah is speaking about Mikvois. So come out Pungfakel. Lots of loyma, the Lagabi Yashoke, Lehavi Chibur, and Lagabi Mikveh is a chibur. So come out a Pisazoy. Everything is minakotze alakotze. The Gemara when it says it's speaking about mikveh, so come on gabi shok, it's not a chibur. The shloim, no, the Gemara doesn't mean that. The huadin la shok, the mokim dikilmeim a good aches, have a chibur la rabita. The Gemara never fell off that by a shok it won't help. Or the noket mikvois. The Gemara means it's speaking about mikveh also. Mishim daire bei nokti. Umiyu, then Taisus wants to say, Ahonu Malach, Yesh Lachalik Mikol Yashiv Kol HaMishnayis. The Bekar Keshov Heiched Deleke Koisul Klau. When there's no Koisul, there's no Dover HaMavdu, Sagi B'Tefeyach HaManas Latviach. Then you have a Chibur of Tefeyach HaManas Latviach, and that's enough, because you don't have a Dover HaMavdu. It's a Kar Keshov. So it's considered one body of water. Now you have to be some sort of a Chibur. Tvechem nasat tvech is enough. Veheich de ikenekev bekoisel. When you have a koisel, so you have a dover hamavdu beinen kereichev shveferes hanoit. Because you have here a koisel, you have a dover hamavdu, so then you need kereichev shveferes hanoit, and it has to be full of water, because the whole, the bemokim amikvah has to be a pierce in the koisel. Valgabi koisel, you also have a koisel here. But it's nifrat. It's sagi, kiklipes, hashum, baroichev, kshveferes, hamayit.